Well, let's go to the Western Cape now and look at the situation there. The health department saying it's still anticipating an increase in COVID and trauma cases. Of course, that's also being impacted by the recent taxi violence. Dr. Keith Klutter is the Western Cape Head of Health. Dr. Klutter, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. What is the situation at the moment with the fight against COVID, but also now the added impact of these trauma cases?
Good afternoon, Manny. Good afternoon to the listeners. So we had, let me just put in context the comments you just made. The week that was the week of the 12th to the 16th of July, we had fewer people presenting to be tested. So there was a drop in testing in that week, and that was almost exclusively due to the fact that public transport was disrupted. Due to the taxi violence. So because there were fewer tests, there were fewer positive tests done, but it was a factor of fewer tests. Then in this week pause, which was from the 19th to the 23rd, we actually had an increase in testing. So, you know, on Monday the 19th, more than 10,900 people were tested in the province. That's probably the highest we've had in this peak of a single day. So that was delayed people coming in, you know, because of the previous week to be tested. So it's about 11,000 people on Monday, then about 9,000 people tested on Tuesday. And because that was a delay, there was also quite a big volume of tests then going to the laboratory, and those tests, the results started coming through Thursday, Friday, somewhere there. So there was twofold. It was a delay in testing, and then it was a delay in the results of the increased testing on Monday and Tuesday. That's where we're saying the cases are slowing in the Western Cape, but we also at the time said that we need to see the impact of taxi violence in terms of testing patterns and the results coming back. And therefore, there are increasing cases still in the Western Cape. And what seemed to be a plateauing was a little bit overpronounced because of the delay in tests coming through. But on top of that is the issue of the taxi violence itself over that weekend, which was then the weekend of the 16th, 17th, and 18th of July. There was, because trauma in our emergency units were actually lower, there was about 35% reduction of trauma because of the alcohol restrictions. But in this past week, because of taxi violence, there was another 9% increase in trauma against, associated with the taxi violence. And over the weekend, it was about a 15% increase in cases. So it's almost that the lack of alcohol was neutralized by the violence of taxis over that specific weekend. Now, this past week, that violence has decreased. But what we're obviously sitting with now is that we are still having our hospitals increasing with admissions of COVID and cases going up. So it's slowing, but it's still increasing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Klutter. Just setting out exactly where the Western Cape is at the moment, Dr. Keith Klutter, the Western Cape Head of Health, putting that all into context, explaining all of that, the health department in the Western Cape dealing with COVID, dealing, of course, also with the impact of taxi violence too, and alcohol sales now reopening. So I wonder what that impact will be.